愿主耶稣祝大家平安。
May God bless each one of us。
现在，小弟奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考与全生命侍奉神的活祭。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we would like to study the life offering for God。
这是在圣经里面一章很特殊的经卷，这是民数记第八章。
There's a special chapter in the Bible, Numbers chapter 8.
那这是在圣经里面唯一的把人当作祭物献给神的记录。
And this is the only record in the Bible where they make humans as sacrifices.
就是按照献祭的这个条例呢，只有在这一章里面，他把人像祭物一样放在神面前，众百姓把他们的手按在他们头上，然后把他们献给神。
And this is the only chapter. This is the only record where they used the Levites as human sacrifices, where the Israelites lay hands on them so that they were offered to God.
那民数记我们最近读经的进度在记录百姓他们在旷野生活的这个过程。
Recently, we've been studying the book of Numbers, where it records the lives of the Israelites in the wilderness.
那民数记可以分段落，那第一个段落就是从第一章到第十章的。
The book of Numbers can be sectioned off, and the first section is from chapter 1 to 10.
那这个段落就在讲他们要从西乃山领受神的律法之后，要开始一站一站的起，要起行之前他们的预备工作。
This section records after they have received the commandments from God on Mount Sinai, what they need to do before they depart.
所以从第十章开始都记载他们一站一站的停留在旷野的一些记录了。
So beginning chapter 10, it talks about the stops that they made in the wilderness.
然后从第一章开始，他要先算20岁以上能够出去打仗的男子到底有多少人。
In chapter 1, they were numbering how many males that were over the year of 20 could go and fight.
那在说明他们即将要去面对他们过的生活是一种征战的生活，是像军队一样的要有秩序的。
It describes how the lives that they are going to lead are like that in the army where there are many regulations.
就是要准备他们的心情，他们现在知道在旷野这段生活不是只是露营，然后在享受那个田园之乐，而是要面对征战的。
It was to prepare them to let them know that their lives are not going to be a simple camping trip, but instead they have to prepare themselves to fight.
所以每一件事情都有秩序。
So everything had an order.
然后第二章呢，就记载他们在这个旷野的旅程里面呢，他们各支派安营的位置跟行进的秩序。
The second chapter describes the arrangement of the tribal camps.
所以基本上他们过的生活就是以会幕为中心的生活。
Their lives were centered around the tent of meeting.
也就是说告诉我们说今天我们的生活其实是应该以神为中心。
This tells us that our lives today should be centered around God.
我们在读民数记的时候，我们在学习百姓他们在走旷野路的这个过程，就正像我们今天在奔跑天国路的旅程一样。
The journey that the Israelites took in the wilderness is similar to the journeys that we take today to go to heaven.
那他们的生活是要以会幕为中心，所以他们时时都要仰望神，要望向这个营柱火柱，要围着会幕来过日子。
Because their lives center around the tabernacle, so they often have to look upon the pillar of fire and cloud, and to look upon the tabernacle of God.
所以今天我们在奔跑天国路上，我们也需要过着以神为中心的生活，才是真的蒙神喜悦的。
So similarly, like today, when we are walking on the journey to go to heaven, we must center our lives on God.
所以我们的神对我们的要求，教会的生活应该是我们生活的重心。
So God requires that the life in our church is the center.
这就是主耶稣所说的，我们要先求神的国跟神的义，那我们所需用的神就要加给我们。
Jesus Christ said that we shall put his righteous and kingdom first, and all those shall be added unto us.
那所以生活上的一切神会照顾，神要带领。
So all the necessities and needs in our lives, God will take care of them.
那第三章呢，他就记载他们要数点一个月以上的利未人到底有总数有多少人。
Then in chapter 3, they were counting the Levites that were over a month old.
然后之后要再数算以色列各支派当中头生的男子到底有多少人。
And then they went and counted the firstborn male of each tribe.
那是为了要交代，要为了 要去说明这个神所拣选的利未人要来代替以色列当中头生的人来服侍神，全心服侍神。
And this is to illustrate that the total number of Levites were to replace the firstborn male of each tribe, so that they themselves can wholly devote to serving God.
哦，因为头生的本来在埃及地的时候是该死的，但是因为神的怜悯，神的救赎，所以头生的都被保留下来的。
In Egypt, the firstborns were all supposed to die, but because of God's mercy, they didn't.
那现在神特别拣选利未人，利未这个支派要来取代所有的以色列头生的。
So God right here specially selected all the Levites to replace the firstborn male.
所以第三章呢记载这个两个数目。
Chapter 3 records these two numbers.
然后接下去呢第四章就记载这个他们这个利未人被神所拣选服侍神的人，他们从30岁到50岁真正能够侍奉神的有多少人。
In chapter 4, they counted all the men from the ages of 30 to 50 who can actually serve God.
然后又很详细的分配了他们这个三个家族，他们主要负责的工作有哪些。
And specifically divided up the three different tribes what their main job duties would be.
那重点就是要让我们了解说神的事情的每一件工作都需要有人负责。就是它的重点就是要让我们可以了解说有关于神会幕的事情，每一件事都要有人专人负责。
The main point here is that everything that is in the tent of meeting has to have one person to take care of it.
而且不是只有一个人负责，而是很多人一起来参与这个工作。
And actually, it's not just one person, but many people who will participate in this holy work.
然后第四章这样描述之后，第五章他特别强调一个重点。
And then continuing into chapter 5, there was one main point.
要让众人了解说神是跟百姓一起住在这个旷野的营里面的。
It is to say that God lives right in the wilderness with the Israelites.
因为是神跟百姓同住，所以这个百姓的营需要变成圣洁的营。
Because God dwells with the Israelites, so their images must match that of God.
所以他们的地方啊，他们住的地方一定要保持圣洁。
So their camping site must be pure.
我们现在看第五章。
Let's look at chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse 3.
民数记五章三节说，无论男女都要使他们出到营外，免得污秽他们的营，这营是我所住的。
3. Send away male and female alike. Send them outside the camp so they will not defile their camp where I dwelt among them.
那这里使男女都离开营外，就是表示身体有不洁净的，他说不可以住在营里面。
Because they're sending away male and female alike because they were not pure.
第五章他讲到，他在说明三种圣洁是很重要的。
Chapter 5 emphasized three purities.
第一个就是身体上要圣洁。
The first is that we must be pure in our bodies.
所以他指出了，如果是有患大麻风的，如果是有患漏症的，如果是去接触了那些尸体而变成不洁净的人，都不可以留在营里面。
So it gave examples of those who have leprosies and diseases, such as they cannot live in the camping site.
包括他们如果是去摸到那个尸体啊，死尸也不可以住在营里面呢。
Even those who have touched corpse, they cannot live there.
那要住到营外去。
They have to live outside the camp.
因为这样子就变成不洁净。
Because if they lived inside, it would be impure.
所以因为他特别强调说这个营是我住的了，神住的。
Because God emphasized that I dwell among.
那神是圣洁的神，所以他所住的地方一定是要圣洁的。
And God is pure, so wherever He is, it must be pure.
那让我们知道说，其实神是跟百姓一起走这个旷野路的。
So this tells us that God actually is walking in the wilderness with Israelites.
神就住在百姓当中。
And God dwells among them.
这是第一种，他那个洁净的要求。
This is the first purity requirement.
第二个要求就是第五节啊，第五章的第五节到第九节，他举了一个例子，就是这个在行为上也不可以不洁净，一定要在行为上也要圣洁。
The second purity requirement is recorded in verses 5 through 9, where it says our actions must also be pure.
也就是说他们在人际之间，这个百姓人际之间呢，也一定要圣洁，不可以有彼此亏污的事情。
So it emphasized that the interpersonal relationships between the Israelites must also be pure.
因为当人跟人之间如果不和谐啊，彼此亏污的事情哦，那个这个整个营哦，就不喜乐，然后就变得不干净，神就不同在。
Because when there is no peace between the Israelites, then there is no joy in the camping site, and God does not like that.
那如果有彼此亏污的事情，他说要补偿，一定要按照神的规定来互相饶恕，互相补偿。
And here it records that if there are wrongdoings, then they have to confess the sin and have restitution.
所以这个强调说，人跟人之间也要能够和谐才可以。
So he emphasized that people and people must be in peace.
第三个方面的圣洁就是婚姻上的圣洁。
The third one is purity in marriage.
所以五章啊，从第十一节开始到最后，都在讲这个婚姻之间一定要保持圣洁。
Chapter 5, verse 11 and on talks about how we must be pure in our marriage.
那他这个有一些仪式要去执行。
And there are some,
就是有一些 ceremony, 就是有一些
some ceremonies that we must conduct.
然后就是要神告诉摩西说，要借着祭司呢，能够在这个婚姻之间的这事情里面，要做出公正的判断。
And it says that through priests, there must be a fairness in marriage.
啊，借着这个一连串的这些动作，去怎么样让一个人可以心里面没有亏欠，然后或者是一个人如果真的有不洁净的时候，要怎么认罪悔改？
And it also tells you if there is wrongdoing or there is impurity, then what do we do to correct ourselves?
那这个就是要强调说，神不容许在百姓当中的婚姻有不圣洁或者是有一些余力的事情发生。
And this emphasizes that God does not allow impurity in marriage.
因为神很重视婚姻。
Because God really emphasizes marriage.
所以你看这个在旧约那个时代，他特别强调，如果婚姻当中有一些问题的时候，一定要请祭司来帮忙处理。
So in the Old Testament, it records that if there are problems in a marriage, then we must ask a priest to
judge.
To judge.
那这样就是要让这个婚姻都能够很和谐。
So that there will be peace in a marriage.
这是第五章里面他所强调的重点。
And this is the main point that he emphasized in chapter 5.
那第六章就特别记载让拿细耳人的条例。
Chapter 6 records the Nazarite regulations.
因为在神的律法里面，神特别指定只有祭司呢，是神特别分别出来要专职侍奉神的人。
In the Bible, it records that the priests, the Levites, are the sanctified group to come and off to serve God.
是站在人跟神之间当中保的。
They stand between God and men.
只有利未支派的亚伦的后代才可以担任这个职务。
Only Aaron's descendants, the Levites, can do can have such position.
但是在第六章，他特别留下了一个，任何的支派，不管男女老幼，只要愿意。有那个心智服侍神，神就给他们开了一个特别的条例，让人可以服侍神。
And in chapter 6 it says that it doesn't matter who you are, a man or woman or young or old, if they have the heart to serve God, then there is a law for the Nazarite.
所以第六章就埋下了在救恩的时代，每一个人都可以成为祭司，可以来亲近神的一个救恩的很重要预表。
So chapter 6 is a very important chapter in the Old Testament where it covers those who have the heart to serve God can.
就在新约的时代里面，我们每个人都可以成为祭司。
Because in the New Testament, we're all priests.
因为拿细耳人的条例，如果仔细看，他的那个要求都跟大祭司的要求一样。
If you look at the law for the Nazarite carefully, they are similar to the ones of the high priest.
是非常尊贵而且非常严谨的。
They are very honorable and very strict.
就是说，一定要照这个规矩来。
We have to follow these regulations.
那如果愿意的人都可以啊。
And whoever want to can.
那你也可以自己设定说，我到底要服侍神多少时间。
And you yourself can actually decide how long you want to serve God.
所以这个第六章是一个很重要的一章。
Chapter 6 is very important.
那第七章呢，他就要描述这个会幕立起来以后，会幕里面的这些物品都被 被高成为圣洁属神的。
Chapter 7 describes how after they have finished setting up the tabernacle, then all the things inside had to be dedicated.
我们看第七章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 7, verse 1.
摩西立完了帐幕，就把帐幕用膏抹了，使它成圣，又把其中的器具和坛，并坛上的器具都抹了，使它成圣。
7:1. When Moses finished setting up the tabernacle, he anointed it and consecrated it and all its furnishings. He also anointed and consecrated an altar and all its utensils.
那这个其实是这接着那个出埃及记第四十章。他会幕立起来以后，他接下去所做的事了。
So this similar passage is also recorded in Exodus chapter 40.
如果按照时间次序来说，是应该接着立位记第应该是出埃及第四十章以后。
So if we follow the timeline, this happened after Exodus chapter 40.
所以立完帐幕之后，每一件事神的会幕里的事情都要把它抹高成圣才可以。
After the tabernacle was set up, then everything inside have to be anointed and consecrated.
但是民数记第七章特别接下去又描述了很详细的、很盛大的那个祭坛奉献给神的那个典礼。
But the rest of chapter 7 also records the great offering of dedicating this tabernacle to God.
那这个就是特别是指的祭坛。
And this specifically talks about the altar.
这个 altar 就是要献祭的这个祭坛。
And this is the altar for offering.
那所以连续有十二天，十二个支派的代表来献祭，来献祭礼物，献礼物给神。
So consecutively for 12 days, the leaders from each tribe will come and make their offers.
那他们照神的吩咐这样做，就蒙神喜悦了。
So because they obeyed and followed God's commandments, so God was God was joyful.
所以神接受了这个众人的奉献。
God accepted their offerings.
然后之后呢，第七章的八十九节就特别强调说，神就在这个法柜的施恩座上跟摩西讲话。
So verse 89 of chapter 7 then talks about how God spoke to Moses.
那个就表示说，众民所奉献的，神都悦纳，神对百姓这样子遵行他的吩咐，非常的喜悦。
So this represents that God was very happy with what the Israelites had done, that followed His commandments, and that He was
神喜欢喜悦百姓这样做。
God was very happy that His people did this.
然后接下来我们现在看第八章。
So now let's look at chapter 8.
第八章就是要把这个利未人真正奉献给神，让他们全职来侍奉神的开始。
Chapter 8 is the beginning of how all the Levites were to sacrifice their lives for God.
他们就要一生在会幕里面协助祭司的工作。
And they have to, for their whole lives, serve inside the tabernacle as priests.
他们跟祭司一样，就像当作活祭一起来服侍神。
And they are like priests. They are the live offerings who will serve God.
所以第八章我们如果看哦，它记载两种人，一个是祭司，一个是利未人。
In chapter 8, it records two types of people. The first is the priests, and the second, the Levites.
我们现在看第八章第一节。
Let's take a look at verse 1 of chapter 8.
神告诉摩西说，
The Lord said to Moses,
第二节说，你要告诉亚伦说，要点灯的时候，你七盏灯都要向灯台前面发光。
Verse 2, Speak to Aaron and say to him, When you set up the seven lamps, they are to light the area in front of the lampstand.
第三节，亚伦就这样行了，他点灯台上的灯，使灯向前发光，是照神所吩咐摩西的。
3, Aaron did so. He set up the lamps so that they face forward on the lampstand, just as the Lord commanded Moses.
第四节，这灯台的做法是用金子锤出来的，连座带花都是锤出来的。摩西制造灯台是照神所指示的样式。
4. This is how the lampstand was made. It was made of hammered gold. From its base to its blossoms, the lampstand was made exactly like the pattern the Lord had shown Moses.
这四节先说明这个灯台的事情。
These four verses describe the lamps.
这个金灯台，这个是在会幕里面唯一有光的地方了。
The golden lampstands are the only place in the tabernacle that shone light.
那这个灯台上面有七盏灯。
And on top of this lampstand, there are seven lights.
它是用一块一整块一塔连德的金子锤出来的。
And it was It was hammered from an entire brick of gold.
好，那这个十章戏的做法，在出埃及记二十五章已经描述，已经记载得很清楚了。
The specific ways of making this lamp was recorded in Exodus chapter 25.
那这个他一开始讲这个灯台，他讲因为这个点灯这件事情是祭司在做的，而且是大祭司亚伦做的工作。
To light the lamp is the work of the high priest Aaron.
哦，那即使在亚伦要点灯的时候，同时他也要烧香啊。
And at the same time that Aaron is lighting the lamp, he also has to burn incense.
因为他这里讲这个祭司要做什么。
Right here, it records what the priest must do.
我们现在看一节经节，顺便看一下，看出埃及记三十章。
Let's take a look at Exodus chapter 30.
出埃及记三十章。
Chapter 30.
三十章，我们现在看第八节就好。
Verse 8.
第八节说，他黄昏点灯的时候，他要在神面前烧这香，作为世世代代常烧的香。
8. He must burn incense again when he lights the lamps at twilight, so incense will burn regularly before the Lord for the generations to come.
大祭司亚伦哦，他要点把这个灯台的灯点着。
The high priest Aaron must light the lampstand. The lamp on the lampstand.
这个灯要常常点着，不可以熄灭。
And this lamp must be burning continuously.
同时要让这个香坛上的香燃烧。
And at the same time, the incense must also be burning continuously.
特别强调这个是大祭司应该做的。
And this emphasized that only the high priest can do this.
那另外祭司啊，一般的祭司亚伦的儿子要负责让祭坛上的火常常烧着，不可以熄灭。
Then it talks about how the descendants of Aaron must keep the light, the fire on the altar to continuously burn.
在利未记第六章，他记载祭司要让祭坛的火常常烧着。
In Leviticus chapter 6, it records that the fire on the altar must be burning continuously.
在这里第八章，民数记八章里面记载这个亚伦要点灯，这里面是有道理的。
There's a message within chapter 8 where it talks about how Aaron will light the lamp.
因为他是强调说这个灯要向前面照着。
He emphasized that the lamp must be face forward on the lampstand.
我们知道这个灯台的对面就是橙色桌，上面有橙色饼。
And we know that sitting across from the lampstand is the
有一个桌子，那个
There's a holy table.
然后上面有饼啊、哦、
，And on top of that, there is bread.
有 shortbread 那这个你如果面向至圣所的话，那个橙色桌应该在右手边，然后那个灯台在左手边。
So if you're facing it, then the lamp will be on the left, and the seat will be on the right.
这个就是那个橙色桌了啊，桌子。
The table.
是在右手边呢、啊。
Is on the right.
那所以现在这个灯台的灯呢，他说要向前面照。
So the lamps must face forward.
那表示说，因为那个橙色这个光要照向这个橙色桌上面的橙色饼。
Because the light coming from the lampstand must shine on the bread.
那是代表说，这个光啊，一直都是照着这些饼，这橙色十二个橙色饼代表以色列的十二个支派。
So these 12 breads represent the 12 tribes of Israel.
那表示说，神的眼光一直都照着他的百姓。
So it represents that the light of God will always shine upon His people.
我们现在看民数记第六章。
Let's take a look at Leviticus chapter 6.
民数记。
Numbers chapter 6.
六章二十四节。
6:24.
六章二十四节说：“愿神赐福给你，保护你；愿神使他的脸光照你，施恩给你；愿神向你扬脸，赐你平安。”
24, the Lord bless you and keep you. 25, the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. 26, the Lord turn his face towards you and give it you peace.
所以这个灯台点灯就代表着这个神的脸光一直照着他的百姓。
So the light on the lampstand represents that his face is always shining upon his people.
那这个灯呢、啊、这个灯就是要让百姓他们可以知道说神一直都在看顾他们。
And this light represents to the Israelites that God is always taking care of them.
今天这个金灯台其实就代表着主耶稣基督了。
Today, this golden lampstand represents Jesus Christ.
那这这个主耶稣基督哦，他是经过千锤百炼，用锤出来的金金金是纯的啊，是荣耀的、圣洁的。
And Jesus Christ is like this pure and holy brick of gold that was hammered, continuously to form.
主耶稣说他是世界上世界的光。
Jesus Christ says that he is the light of the world.
他是要来照亮这个黑暗世界的。
He came to shine light upon the darkness of this world.
在约翰福音特别强调说，这个就是真光。
And the Gospel of John emphasizes that this is the true light.
那今天呢，这个在圣殿里面服侍的这些侍奉神的人，要让这个灯常常亮着。
So today, those who were serving within the tent of meeting must have the lamp burning continuously.
也就是说，在圣殿服侍人要让这个神的这个光一直照亮这个黑暗的世界。
He says that those who were serving within the tent of meeting must keep this light burning so God's light can shine continuously in the darkness.
所以主耶稣他在讲福音的时候，他特别说，我们就是世上的光。
So when Jesus Christ was giving the message, he emphasized that we are the light of this world.
主耶稣是光，那他说我们也应该成为光。
Because Jesus Christ is the light, then we must be the light.
所以在圣殿，你看在这个会幕服侍的这个祭司，他要让这个光常常发亮。
So the priests inside this tabernacle must keep this light burning.
就好像我们今天要让这个神的福音真光一直向外照亮。
Just like how today we must keep shining the true light of Jesus Christ to everyone.
我们今天如果能够把这个神的道理活出来。
If today we can live out the message of God.
我们不但能够传扬主耶稣基督的这个救恩，我们本身就成为这个照亮黑暗世代的光。
We not only spread his gospel, his salvation, but we ourselves become the light.
所以这个祭司亚伦他所做的工作，是今天跟我们所应该负的责任是一样的。
So the duties of the high priest Aaron are similar to the duties that we have today.
哦，所以今天我们在看这个祭司跟利未人的工作的时候，我们都要看到我们自己本身应该要因神给我们的责任跟神给我们的吩咐。
Today, when we look at the duties of the Levites and the priests, we must also remember the duties that God gave us.
那有关于祭司，这个他们要怎么样去服侍神，他的开始在利未记第八章已经写得很清楚了。
The beginning of how the priests shall serve God is recorded in chapter 8.
这个祭司要真的服侍神，要经过这个抹膏、成圣、献给神的一个过程，那是一个很慎重的礼仪。
There's a very important ceremony that the priests must go through to purify themselves.
我们可以自己去看利未记第八章。
We ourselves can read chapter 8.
但是在民数记第八章，它这里记载的特别强调是有关于利未人的部分。
But chapter 8 actually emphasized the part regarding the Levites.
那从第八章的第五节开始。
Starting chapter 8 verse 5.
到第十九节。
To verse 19.
这一段落就是神当时吩咐摩西要做的。
This entire message right here is what God had commanded Moses to follow.
今天如果我们了解我们自己本身的身份，
If today we understand our duties,
我们今天在主耶稣基督里面呢，我们不再是我们自己的主人了。
Today we are within Jesus Christ, so we are not the owners ourselves.
就像彼得前书二章九节说，我们是被拣选的族类，我们是属神的君尊的祭司。
Just like 1 Peter chapter 2 records that we belong to God, we are the soldiers of Jesus Christ.
我们是被神拣选的。
We were chosen by God.
是有君尊的祭司哦。
We are the royal priesthood.
那我们是圣洁的国度，属神的子民。
We are a holy nation and the
属神的，我们 belong to God， 我们是属神的人。
And we belong to God.
我们是经过主耶稣基督救赎出来的新生命了。
And we are the new lives that were redeemed through Jesus Christ's salvation.
所以我们应当就像圣经里面所告诉我们的，我们应该是要整个生命是为主耶稣基督活着才对。
So like the Bible tells us, our entire lives should be led for Jesus Christ.
那现在这个民数记八章讲有关于利未人他们开始服侍神的这个整个过程。
Chapter 8 records the entire process of how the Levites will come to serve God.
对我们来说就是一个非常重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder to us.
因为我们知道旧约圣经它讲的就是一个影子。
Because we know that the Old Testament speaks of the shadow.
真正的救恩的实体在新约主耶稣来了以后所带来的这个救恩生命的改变。
And the substance is in the New Testament when Jesus Christ came and brought the salvation with him.
但是现在我们反过去去看旧约圣经的时候。
But now when we look at the Old Testament,
我们就可以 再一次去想想看，其实旧约圣经里面所记载的是非常详细和非常具体的。
We can see that the recordings in the Old Testament is very specific and very vivid.
一个人要怎么样才能够真的够资格在神面前服侍神？
How can one person be really worth of serving God?
有时候我们在这个现代社会里面，我们都把它简单化，觉得哦，应该就是这样子就对了吧？大概是这样子的。
In our society today, we simplify that process.
那其实我们如果仔细对照圣经，有很多我们忽略掉的。
But actually, if we really look at the Bible, there are many things that we forgot.
我们如果能够从这个圣经里面去找到那个重点。
But if we can find these important points from the Bible,
我们在这个奔跑天国旅程里面，我们一定会非常的谨慎。
Then when we walk on the journey to go to heaven, we will be very cautious.
我们会很用一个很敬畏神的心来保守我们自己的身份。
And we will have a fearful heart to
来敬畏神。
To fear God.
然后让我们的服事都能够蒙神悦纳。
So that all our services to Him will be accepted by Him.
我们现在看第八章的第六节。
Let's take a look at chapter 8, verse 6.
说你要从以色列当中选出利未人来洁净他们。
Take the Levites from among the other Israelites and make them ceremonially clean.
第七节说，洁净他们要这样行。
7, to purify them, do this.
要用除罪水弹在他们的身上，又叫他们用剃头刀刮全身，洗衣服，洁净自己。
Sprinkle the water of cleansing on them, then have them shave their whole bodies and wash their clothes, so purify themselves.
这个洁净的步骤在这里 讲要有三个。
There are three steps in this cleansing process.
第一个要用除罪水。
The first is sprinkle the water of cleansing.
那这个除罪水其实是在第十九章第九节那里有讲的。
This water of cleansing, was recorded in chapter 19.
我们现在看第十九章，民数记。
Let's take a look at chapter 19, Numbers.
第十九章第九节。
Verse 9.
这里讲这个第十九章的讲，他们要去献上一只红母牛。
Right here, it records that they have to offer a
红色的哈，
a red
heifer.
Heifer.
对，这个是没有残疾的，没有护过恶的，纯的纯红母牛。
And this is a pure heifer that is perfect.
要把它烧成灰。
You have to burn it into ashes.
然后之后第九节说，必有一个人，一个洁净的人，收起这个母牛的灰，存在营外洁净的地方，为以色列会众调作除污秽的水，这本是除罪的。
9. A man who is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and put them in a ceremonial clean place outside the camp. They shall be kept by the Israelite community for the use in the water of cleansing. It is for purification from sin.
这个红母牛灰所调做的这个除污秽的水，其实也是预表了主耶稣基督的。
The water of cleansing right here also represents Jesus Christ.
那现在不洁净的人就要用这个除污秽的水来洁净。
So those who were impure must use the water of cleansing to be pure.
所以现在，所以其实这个在律法里面所记载的有一些事情是同时要进行的啊，因为你要洁净利未人之前，一定要先有这个除罪水要准备好才可以做嘛。
So the processes in the Old Testament actually happen simultaneously.
那所以表示说，现在我们现在在读圣经《民数记》在记的时候，它不是按时间次序，它是按照它要表达这个逻辑次序来说明。
When we're reading the book of Numbers, is actually not recorded chronologically, but it was recorded logically as they have to explain the process.
好，所以现在利未人他第一洁净的第一个步骤要有这个除污秽水、除罪水弹在他们身上。
To cleanse the Levites, the first step is to sprinkle the water of cleansing on them.
因为只有这个除污秽的水才有这个功效。
Because only the water of cleansing has this power.
那这个说明说，今天主耶稣基督啊，他的宝血救赎我们，除去我们一切的罪恶。
It represents that today Jesus Christ, through His holy blood, washed away all our sins.
所以你看，主耶稣他来，他的宝血要除去我们一切的不义。
And when Jesus Christ came, His precious blood will wash away all our iniquities.
在约翰一书的第一章，我们先看一下。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
我们如果愿意承认我们的罪，我们自己本来是不洁净的人。
If we admit our sins, we ourselves were impure.
那神是信实的，他就要洗净我们一切的不义。
And God will keep His promise and wash away all our iniquities.
哦，所以一章的约翰一书第一章第九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义啊。
9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
神要怎么洗净我们的不义，就是借着主耶稣基督的宝血。
How will God wash away our iniquities? It is through the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
看利未人他们洁净的那个步骤。
Let's look at the process of how the Levites cleanse themselves.
要先有这个除罪水。
The first is to have this water of cleansing.
接下来要用剃头刀剃去刮全身。
Then the second one is to have them shave their whole bodies.
哇，是用剃头刀刮全身，这个可是一件大事啊！
This is a big process for them to shave their whole bodies.
所有身上所有的毛发都要剃光光。
Every hair on their body must be shaved.
包括你的头发、你的眉毛、你所有的毛都要剃光。
Including your hair and your eyebrows.
就像那个要洁净大麻风的人一样。
This is similar to how they cleanse the those who had leprosy.
我们现在看利未记第十四章。
Let's take a look at Leviticus chapter 14.
我们就看说这个利未人他是先用剃头刀刮全身是怎么刮的。
Let's take a look at how they really shave themselves.
第十四章利未记十四章的第九节。
Leviticus chapter 14 verse 9.
第九节说。第七天呢，他要再要把头上所有的头发、胡须、眉毛，并全身的毛都剃了，又要洗衣服，用水洗身，就洁净了。
9. On the seventh day, he must shave off all his hair. He must shave his head, his beard, his eyebrows, and the rest of his hair. He must wash his clothes and bathe himself with water, and he will be clean.
你就看到说哈，所有他身上的毛啊，都要把它剃光。
You can see here that all the hair on his body have to be shaved.
那表示说，今天你看他。有了这个除罪水在他身上以后，他要自己来把他自己的这些毛发都把它剃光啊。
Right here it records that after they sprinkle the water of cleansing on themselves, they have to shave their whole body.
是他们自己先要刮的哦。
They themselves have to shave first.
那表示说，今天被主耶稣基督宝血洁净的人，我们要自己愿意把这所有的污秽都把它除掉。
So it represents today those who were whose sins were washed away by Jesus Christ's precious blood, we must repent first and purify ourselves.
我们现在看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's take a look at Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
他告诉我们说什么叫做把这个全身的这些毛发脱去一切的污秽是怎么一回事的。
And it records how we have to shave all the hair on our bodies.
我们现在看哥罗西书三章第五节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 5.
第五节说，所以你们要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶意、贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
5. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry.
第六节说，因为这些事，神的愤怒就必临到那悖逆之子。
6. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming.
然后我们跳过去看第八节。
Verse 8.
但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事情，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。
But now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these, anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy languages from your lips.
第九节说，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
9. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices.
这里我们看到这个要洁净，我们要自己愿意把这所有一切的污秽都把它除去。
We see here that in order to purify ourselves, we must be willing to rid ourselves of all such things.
这个就是说，这些污秽的事情都从地上的肢体来的。
These impurities come from the nature, the earthly nature.
所以利未人他们这个洁净的这个要求。用剃头刀刮全身呢、啊？这个意思就在这里。
So the meaning of why the Levites must shave their bodies is right here.
今天我们在我们的心里面可能存着恼恨、恶毒、毁谤一些污秽的言语。
Today in our hearts, we might have these impurity characteristics such as anger, rage, malice.
我们还有可能很多贪婪污秽的事情。
And maybe we have these evil desires and greed.
有时候甚至是彼此说谎。
And sometimes even we lie to each other.
他说这些救人救人行为都要把它脱掉。
But it says we must put to death these earthly nature.
这个叫做用剃头刀刮全身。
And this is how we shave our bodies.
然后呢？ 接下去还要洗衣服洁净自己。
And then next we must wash our clothes to purify ourselves.
因为我们今天穿上在主耶稣基督里面，我们已经穿上白衣了。
Today in Jesus Christ we put on the white robe.
因为我们披戴了主耶稣基督。
Because we carry God.
那我们现在既然穿上白衣，这个衣服要常常把它变成洁净的。
So because we already carry this white robe, we have to constantly wash it.
所以要洗衣服，那表示说我们在这个生活当中，有时候衣服会弄脏，我们一定要把它洗洁净。
So how do we so in our daily lives today, when our clothes are dirty, we must wash them.
我们现在看启示录第七章。
Let's take a look at Revelation chapter 7.
看启示录第七章。
Revelation 7.
第七章。 第七章，我们先看第十四节。
Seven verse.
哦，第十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，长老当中有一个问我说：“这些穿白衣的是谁呢？是从哪里来的呢？”
Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they, and where do they come from?"
第十四节，我对他说：“我主，你知道。”他向我说：“这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。”
14, I answer, Sir, you know, and he said, These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
第15节，所以他们在神宝座前，昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，做宝座的要用帐幕覆庇他们。
15, therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them.
我们这里看到说，能够在神宝座前昼夜服侍他的，他说一定要能够把这个
And we can see right here that those who serve before the throne of God must constantly wash their robes so that they are white. So that we are constantly wearing white. So those who constantly wear the white robes represents that we are holy in our actions today.
穿上洗白净的衣服，然后穿上白衣之后，才配得。
Because we put on these white robes that we are worthy of God.
也才能够在神的宝座前服侍他。
And so we can serve him in front of his temple.
这是这个利未人他们要服侍神的前面第一个要求，就是要洁净。
So this is one of the first requirements for the Levites for them to cleanse themselves.
洁净的三个步骤，三个重点。
These are the three main points, the steps how to purify themselves.
对我们来说，今天都非常的重要。
And to us, it is very important.
然后接下来看民数记第八章。
Let's take a look at Numbers chapter 8.
现在看第八节。
Verse 8.
接下去从八节到十二节再讲他们要献祭。
Verses 8 to 12 talks about how they must make an offering.
也就是说要把他们自己像祭物一样献给神。
They have to offer up themselves to God.
我们注意看第五节到第十九节，这一段都是神告诉摩西应该要这样做的。
Verses 5 through 19 is what God told Moses the steps to follow.
然后20节到22节就是摩西亚伦全会众就照着神所吩咐就这样行了。
And verses 20 to 22 describes how Moses, Aaron, the whole Israelite community followed what God has commanded them.
现在要把这个整个利未人献给神的这个过程是要先召聚全会众人一起来。
So the first step is to gather the entire Israelite community.
第十节说，把利未人奉到神面前，以色列众人。第九节说，将应该是说第九节，将利未人奉到会幕前，召聚以色列全会众来。Verse
9, bring the Levites to the front of the tent of meeting and assemble the whole Israelite community.
表示说要在众人面前宣告的。So
it represents that they will announce this in front of everyone.
就是要在众百姓面前做见证。To
testify in front of the whole community.
好，之后。 他们现在要带那个祭物过来，有两一只公牛啊，一只那个公啊，一只两啊，一只公牛是做赎罪祭的啊，另外一只是做燔祭的。
And there are, they would take two young bulls. The first one is a grain offering, and the second one is a sin offering.
然后他们还要加上这个陶油的细面，就是素祭，还要有素祭的哈。
And they also have to have a.
第八节说，叫他们取一只公牛犊，并铜线的素祭，又是调油的细面，你要另取一只公牛犊做赎罪祭。
Verse 8, have them take a young bull with its grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil. Then you are to take a second young bull for a sin offering.
好，看一下去第十二节。
Verse 12.
利未人要按手在那两只牛的头上，你要将一只当作赎罪祭，一只做燔祭，献给神，为利未人赎罪。
After the Levites lay their hands on the heads of the bulls, use the one for a sin offering to the Lord and the other for a burnt offering.
他们要献要这个要献祭，要为他们自己先赎罪的。
And this offering is for to make atonement for the Levites.
通常在利未记第八章，他讲祭司要服侍神的那个献的礼物也是一样，要献赎罪祭、燔祭跟素祭一起。
So When the Israelites make offerings, it also records the same that they have to make the three offerings together, the burnt offering, the sin offering, and the grain offering.
那是特别是有关于祭司的了，要祭司要服侍神的时候。
And this is when the priests are serving God.
那现在你看，现在看到第十节。
So let's take a look at verse 10.
他要将利未人奉到神面前，以色列人要按手在他们头上。
They are to bring the Levites before the Lord, and the Israelites are to lay their hands on them.
那第十一节说，亚伦要将他们奉到神面前，为以色列人当作摇祭，使他们好办神的事。
And verse 11 says, Aaron is to present the Levites before the Lord as a wave offering from the Israelites.
这里说以色列人要按手在他们头上。
Right here it says that the Israelites must lay their hands on them.
通常他们在献祭的时候，通常是祭司把那个把这个祭物放在前面，然后按手在那个祭物的头上。
When they are making offerings, they usually have the priest lay the hands on the heads of the offer.
然后现在就是由这些祭物来担人的罪，然后这个祭物被杀，所以人就没罪。
So these offers would encompass the sins of men. So then after you offer this.You offer them, then the men will be sinless.
但是现在第十节这里是说，以色列当然不是所有人是那个支派的代表首领，按手在这些利未人的头上。
And verse 10 says that the Israelites are to lay their hands on them.
然后把他们奉到神面前。
To bring them to in front of God.
然后为以色列人当作摇祭，然后来办理神的事情，献给神了。
So that's so they are the offerings.So they represent the Israelites to be offered to God.
那表示说，现在这个利未人，他们现在就是代替整个以色列人来服侍神。
The Levites then represent the entire Israelite community to serve God.
这是一种联合的侍奉，也就是说，现在透过这一个动作，让所有的百姓其实借着来支持利未人来参与这个服侍神的工作，但是由利未人来代表而已。
So through this action, the Israelites support the Levites to serve God, and the Levites represent the entire Israelite community to serve God.
那也是一个利未人接受了所有全体百姓责任的托付，来在会幕里面服侍神。
And Levites then carries the entire responsibility of the Israelite community to serve God inside the tabernacle.
所以以后呢，从此以后，一般的百姓、其他支派的人都不可以到会幕里面去办理这些事情。
Going forward, the rest of the tribes cannot go inside the tent of meeting.
如果自己进去了，就会死亡。
If they go inside the tent of meeting themselves, they will die.
好，所以这个就是神设立的一个制度，它一个规矩。
And this is the regulation that God has set.
因为这个服事的工作，现在都全部交给利未人去执行。
And now the serving God, the duties have all been on.
那他们就带着一个责任。
So the Levites carry responsibilities.
那也是全百姓的托付。
And this is a responsibility for the entire Israelite community.
他们要负责照着神的吩咐来让这个会幕得到的工作得到神的喜悦。
They have to follow the commandments of God to tent this tent of meeting.
所以第十一节特别说，他们把他们当作摇祭献给神的。
That's why verse 11 says that they are wave offerings.
然后接下去，好，现在利未人在按手在这个两只牛的头上，然后为他们 来当作赎罪祭跟当作燔祭来献给神。
So, they put the hands on the young bulls to as a sin offering and burnt offering for God.
第十三节说，你要使利未人站在亚伦和儿子面前，将他们当作摇祭奉给神。
13, have the Levites stand in front of Aaron and his sons and then present them as a wave offering to the Lord.
第十四节说，这样你从以色列人中将利未人分别出来，利未人便要归我。
14, in this way you are to set the Levites apart from the other Israelites and the Levites will be mine.
所以第十五节说，之后利未人要进去会幕，办会幕的事情，你要洁净他们，将他们当作摇祭奉上。
15, after you have purified the Levites and presented them as a wave offering, they are to come to do their work at the tent of meeting.
那这个其实是神在这个在民数记第一章里面就这样讲了。
So God has said in chapter 1 of Book of Numbers.
我们现在看民数记第一章的第四十八节。
Let's take a look at Numbers chapter 1 verse 48.
他们要办会幕的什么事情？
What do they have to do inside the tent of meeting?
第四一章四十八节。
Verse 1, verse 48.
神晓谕摩西说，唯独利未支派做，你不可以数点，也不可以在以色列中计算他们的总数。
48. The Lord has said to Moses, 49, you must not count the tribe of Levi or include them in the census of other Israelites.
第五十节说，只要派利未人去管法柜的帐幕和其中的器具，并属乎帐幕的，他们要抬帐幕和其中的器具，并要办理帐幕的事，在帐幕的室为安营。
50. Instead, appoint the Levites to be in charge of the tabernacle of the testimony, over all its furnishings and everything belonging to it. They are to carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings. They are to take care of it and encamp around it.
第五十一节说，帐幕将往前行的时候，利未人要拆卸；将支搭的时候，利未人要竖起。进前来的外人必被致死。
51. Whenever the tabernacle is to move, the Levites are to take it down, and whenever the tabernacle is to be set up, the Levites shall do it. Anyone else who goes near it shall be put to death.
我们现在看第五十三节。
53.
利未人要在法柜帐幕的室为安营，免得愤怒临到以色列会众。利未人并要谨守法柜的帐幕。
53. The Levites, however, are to set up their tents around the tabernacle of the testimony, so that the wrath will not fall on the Israelite community. The Levites are to be responsible for the care of the tabernacle of the testimony.
这几节圣经在讲那个他们办理会幕的细节是什么？
These verses details the processes of the tent of meeting.
重点就是他们要看守这个会幕。
The main point is that they have to watch over this tent of meeting.
那么要围着这个会幕安营，住在那边。
They have to encamp around the tabernacle.
那这个就是他们应该要做的，是神特别拣选他们来执行的。
And this is what they have to do. God has chosen them specifically to do this.
然后神把他们当作摇祭哦，献给神。这个其实摇祭本身就是最后利未人要归给祭司来管理。
So the wave offering represents that the Levites have to fall under the responsibility of priests.
因为利未人他现在要站在亚伦跟他儿子面前来侍奉神了。
Because now Levites have to stand in front of Aaron and his descendants to serve God.
我们现在看回来第八章。
Let's turn back to chapter 8.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
我从以色列人中将利未人当作赏赐给亚伦和他的儿子，在会幕中办理以色列人的事，又为以色列人赎罪，免得他们挨近圣所，有灾殃临到他们中间。
19. Of all the Israelites, I have given the Levites as gifts to Aaron and his sons to do the work at the tent of meeting on behalf of the Israelites and make no atonement for them, so that no plague will strike the Israelites when they go near the sanctuary.
现在利未人跟祭司要一起工作了。
So now the Levites will work side by side with the priests.
要在亚伦面前侍奉，就是要听从他的指示，要顺服。
They have to serve in front of Aaron, therefore they must obey Aaron.
所以你看今天我们在教会里面服侍神的时候，很重要就是要顺服。
So now we see that when we're serving in church, one important thing is that we must obey.
今天我们如果愿意顺服真理的，
If we obey the truth,
我们必能会顺服主耶稣基督，
then we can obey Jesus Christ.
我们也能够顺服教会里面这些带领人 的指导。
And then we can obey and follow the leaders in church.
因为在整个利未在第八章里面讲这个利未人他们要服侍神，用生命来服侍神这个过程里。
Because in chapter 8, it records the process of how the Levites are going to offer their lives to serve God.
他们要站在神面前，他们也要站在祭司亚伦跟他的儿子面前。
They have to not only stand in front of God, but also stand in front of Aaron and his descendants.
今天我们如果能够懂得这个顺服的道理，
if today we can understand the meaning of this obey,
这个顺服本身并不是在于说他的地位有高低。
This obedience does not represent a hierarchy.
而是因为神他这样指示。
But because God instructed so.
这是给每一个人不一样的责任。
That he gave each one of us a different responsibility.
因为祭司哦，他这样的大祭司，他们责任很重大。
For example, the high priests, they have great responsibilities.
如果有什么错误，大祭司都先被神处罚。
If something goes wrong, the high priest would be punished by God first.
因为他是站在神跟人之间的中保。
Because he stands between God and men.
这是为什么大祭司进去服侍神的时候，身上要绑一条绳子。
So that's why when the high priests go inside to serve God, they have a rope around them.
神对他们要求非常严格。
Because God asks very strictly.
有错误可能就死在神面前了。
If they even make a mistake, they might die in front of God.
那所以其实圣经这里特别强调说，把利未人做赏赐给亚伦跟他儿子，重点在强调今天神的次序跟神的主权，拣选的主权。
To have the Levites as gifts in front of Aaron and his descendants represents God's power and his regulations.
那我们要能够懂得神的这个要求。
We must understand God's requirement.
好，那现在第八章啊，民数记第八章里面，他现在摩西跟亚伦都照着神的吩咐这样做了，利未人都开始服侍神了。
So after Moses and Aaron followed what God has instructed them, the Levites began to worship to serve God.
他们洁净了自己，他们也被献给神，接受了责任的托付。
So they purified themselves and they were made as a wave offering and they accepted the responsibility to serve God.
他们在神面前，在祭司面前服侍神了。
So they serve God in front of the priests, in front of God.
然后呢，他们现在第八章的第二十四节特别说。
In chapter 8 verse 24.
第一位人是这样子，从二十五岁以外，他们就要前来任职办理会幕的事。
This applies to the Levites. Men 25 years old or more shall come to take part in the work at the tent of meeting.
到25节说，到50岁就要停工退任，不再办事了。
25 says, but at the age of 50, they must retire from the regular service and work no longer.
第26节说，只要在会幕里和他们的弟兄一同侍候，谨守所吩咐的，不再办事了。至于所吩咐利未人的，你们要这样向他们行。
26, they may assist their brothers in performing their duties at the tent of meeting, but they themselves must not do the work.
那这里这一段所描述的，他是从25岁开始就要前来任职办会幕的事。
Here it details that men 25 years or older must come forward and take part in the holy work.
但是在第四章特别强调是从30岁到50岁被算的人。
But in chapter 4, it emphasized the men between the age of 30 to 50.
所以看起来在至少在会幕那个时代正式任职是30岁。
So it looks like at least at the time of the tabernacle that the real age is 30.
但是第八章这里所看的25岁以上应该是开始学习。
And from chapter 8, we can see that age 25 and older are the beginning learning stage.
所以他在会幕服侍神一定要经过学习的阶段。
Because in order to serve God in the tent of meeting, you have to first learn.
好，然后所以从25岁到50岁，这一个人生的精华就是用来服侍神了。
And between the ages of 25 to 50, we use those time to serve God.
那因为这个他们的工作都是耗体力的，所以你看到50岁以后，他们就停工，就不再办事了，不再办理这些真正付出体力的工作。
Because their work entails physical labors, so after they turn 50, they will no longer do the work.
他把那个重要的工作交接下去。
And they will pass on this important task.
但是不表示他们就不再工作。
But it does not mean that they do not do any work.
因为第二十六节说。
Because verse 26 records,
他说他们要在会幕里面和他们弟兄一同侍候，谨守所吩咐的。
They may assist their brothers in performing their duties in the tent of meeting.
表示说他们是 转换成当顾问、当监督的角色。
So they turn into overseers.
就是再一次的教导这些年轻来任职人怎么样一起来遵守神所吩咐的事情，办理会幕的事。
To instruct the younger generation of how to follow and obey God's commandments.
所以其实是退而不休的。
So
there's 没有所谓的退休了。
So there's no such thing as retire.
这是为什么今天我们在教会里面的服事没有所谓的退休。
That's why today, in church, there's no such thing as retirement.
我们在服事神的时候，是我们全生命的服事。
When we serve God, we dedicate our entire lives.
有时候是因为年纪的关系，转换不同的角色而已。
And sometimes it's because of our age that we turn into a different, a duty.
如果我们今天能够有了解到这里所描述的这个全生命服事的观念。
But if we understand the description here of how we serve with our entire life,
今天不管我们年纪有多大,
then it does not matter how old we are today.
我们都可以参与服事神的工作。
We can still serve God.
只是我们办理，我们是转换不同的角色来服事神。
But we're merely serving God with a different role.
重点就是要确定神所吩咐我们都照着办了。
The important thing is that whatever God instructs us, we must follow.
那你看这样的全生命的服事。神给他们什么好，什么赏赐
？So what did God bless them with after they serve Him with their lives？
我们先跳过去看民数记第十八章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 18。
第十八章。
18。
第二十节。
Verse 20。
神对亚伦说：“你在以色列人的境内不可以有产业，在他们中间也不可以有份。我就是你的份，是你的产业。”
The Lord said to Aaron, "You will have no inheritance in their land, nor will you have any share among them. I am your share and your inheritance among the Israelites."
这是神对祭司的赏赐。
This is the blessing that God gave the priests.
神自己要成为他们的产业。
God will be their inheritance.
那第二十三节。
Verse 23.
唯独利未人要办会幕的事情，担当罪孽，这要做你们世世代代永远的定例。他们在以色列中不可以有产业。
It is the Levites who are to do the work at the tent of meeting and bear the responsibility for offerings against it. This is a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. They will receive no inheritance among the Israelites.
利未人也是一样，不必有产业。
The Levites similarly do not have any inheritance.
为什么神也要成为他们的产业？
Why? Because God will also become their inheritance.
我们跳过去看《生命记》第十章。《生命记》十章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 10.
生命记第十章。
Deuteronomy,
第八节。
Deuteronomy 10 verse 8.
那时，第八节，神将利未支派分别出来。抬神的约柜，又势力在神面前侍奉他，奉他的名祝福，直到今日。
At that time, the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord to minister, to pronounce blessings in His name, as they still do today.
第九节说，所以利未人在他弟兄中无份无业，神是他的产业，正如主你的神所应许他的。
That is why the Levites have no share or inheritance among their brothers. The Lord is their inheritance, as the Lord your God told them.
这两节，这几节圣经节都要强调，神自己成为全心奉献给神、服侍神的人的产业。
These verses emphasize that God will become the inheritance for those who wholeheartedly serve Him.
这比他们在地上有份土地更宝贵。
And this is far more precious than them having lands on this earth.
今天，如果我们能够服侍神。
If today we can serve God,
这是神的恩典，是神的拣选。
This is a blessing and choosing of God.
那我们更要得到神的赏赐。
And this is how we can receive blessings from God.
神自己成为我们的产业，就是我们在天国里面真的是有份的人。
And God will become our inheritance, and that's how we have part in heaven.
今天我们在读这一章以后
，After we read Numbers chapter 8,
让我们更能够有一个立志。
And let us make a new resolution.
让我们更能够了解我们自己所应当做的。
So we understand what we must do.
我们会更以喜乐的心情来参与这个服事神的工作。
And we can have a joyful heart to come and serve God.
我们看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1. Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
第二节说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
因为我们弟兄姐妹，我们每个人都能够了解我们的角色。
So I hope all the brothers and sisters can understand our duties.
我们真的能够成为圣洁，能够把我们自己献上当作活祭，用我们的全生命来服侍神。
So we can purify ourselves and offer ourselves wholeheartedly and entirely with the rest of our lives to serve Him.
让我们的生命更有意义。
So that our lives will have meaning.
我们得到神的得到祝福，我们真的得到神做我们的永远产业。
And we can receive the blessing from God, and God becomes our inheritance.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
496首。
496.